Bless the Lord. Last week, we started ministering on a subject that is very dear to me, and that's the subject of faith. Why don't you turn with me to Hebrews 11? We'll just start there. The Word has a lot to say about faith. There's a lot of ways you could minister on this subject of faith. And there's a lot that people believe about faith. Some of it's true and some of it's not true. And so we want to just spend a few weeks and take some time and look at some of these principles. Some things you may have heard of, or they may be just common knowledge to you, but that doesn't mean that we've all heard them before, and it doesn't mean that people that you meet up with have heard them before. So it's always good to strengthen these things and to look at these things. Oops, here we go. Hebrews chapter 11. Of course, last week we did look at a verse here in Hebrews. We looked at verse 1, which says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We said this way, you could look at this. Faith is simply, it's a firm persuasion. Yeah. It's a firm persuasion in what God has said. In the fact that what God says is true. What God says is real. God's reality is more real than this earthly world we live in. His kingdom, His reality created this reality, if that makes sense. It created this world. So the untangible or the unseen, as we saw last week, is more real than that which we see. It actually created what we see. So faith is the assurance. This firm persuasion, it's the assurance of things that are hoped for. It's a conviction. It's a firm persuasion of things that are not seen. Now, if you would, look at verse 6 of Hebrews 11. It says this, without faith, it is what? Impossible to please Him. Without faith, it is impossible. Say it one more time. Impossible. It's impossible to please Him without faith. So we need to know what faith is. We need to know how faith works. And we need to make sure that faith is active in our life. That we are actively walking by faith, living by faith. Ordering our lives by faith. And to think that faith is not an important subject is to say that it's not important to please God. Right? I say that, and of course we ministered some on this last week, because for a long time, and of course Brother Kenneth Hagin, who we studied under, he was known as a man of faith, a teacher of faith. He spent decades teaching the body of Christ about faith. You didn't go too many services of his without hearing him minister on this subject. The reason being, the body of Christ had very little knowledge of this subject. They didn't know what it meant, how to walk by. And he would refer to verses like this. If we don't know about faith, how are we going to please God as we ought? God loves all of His kids, but He's not always pleased with all of His kids. I have kids. I understand that concept. Yes. I love them all day, every day, from before they were born. I love them. But they have not always pleased me. Meaning, there's times they've chosen to do the wrong thing. When I've asked them to do this, and they've chosen to do that. When they've chosen to do what I've asked with an attitude. You know, when they've decided to go a different direction or pursue a different path than I thought they should do, there's a lack of pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not because I want to dictate their lives to them, but because I know what would be best for them. Serving God's best, you understand?
Yeah.
For all of us, serving God's best. And if my kids ever took a path or chose some a relationship or a friendship that would pull them off of that path, there was an element of displeasure. Didn't mean I didn't love them. Love them with all my heart. Still do. But God can love someone and still not be pleased with them because they're not walking in this element of faith. So it's important that we understand these things, right? Faith is a big word. It's a big subject. And as we said last week, remember I talked about cooking. Just because I know how to cook doesn't mean I'm good at it right now. Why? Because it requires some type of practice. It's helpful for a good cook for them to be in the kitchen more than once in a while,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Technically, the more you do something, you should get better at it.
Sure.
Now, some people just get them out of the kitchen. Don't bother, right? Because they're never going to have what it takes to cook, to be a good cook, right? So, you know, you've heard of those stories of somebody who said, I can burn water, you know? they can, you know, but that's not the case. If you're a Christian, you have the capacity to walk by faith.
Amen, yeah.
Praise the Lord. So today, I want to take a look at some just general characteristics of faith so that we have a working knowledge of some of these things. And I want to start right here that says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Whoever would draw near to God must believe two things. Number one, that he exists. You might think that's crazy. No. There's a lot of people that out there that aren't sure if he exists, right? They're not sure. In order to become a Christian, the first thing you got to do is believe he is, right?
Yeah.
Believe he is. He exists.
Yeah.
But there's something else. The next thing you got to believe after you got that one settled is you've got to believe he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Yeah.
You understand he is.
Yeah,
he is a rewarder. We just ministered that verse about how if you'll give, it'll be given to you.
Yeah.
These set up spiritual laws in his kingdom that allow us to be rewarded for serving him. Rewarded for living for him. Rewarded for believing him. You understand when we say we believe him, we're saying we have faith in him. The word faith and believe could be interchanged. There have been people that have tried to divide those two words. Fine. But to make it easy, faith and believe, same thing. Say, I have faith in God means I believe in God.
Yes.
Right? I believe that God exists. I believe he rewards those who seek him.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
He rewards those who seek him. But the way he does it is when we step out and walk in what we believe, what we're assured of, what we're firmly persuaded of, we believe him, not what we see. We believe his word, not what the circumstances say. That's walking by faith, living by faith. Praise the Lord. All right. Faith basics. Basics, basics, basics. How many know people miss it in the basics sometimes? They misunderstand things in the basics. One of the basics, we just said it. Faith is simply believing and receiving from God. It's the act of believing him and receiving from him. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Basics, basics. Faith is believing God. Believing in God. Believing what God says. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 8, it says this: For by grace you have been saved through what?
Faith.
Through faith. And this not of your own doing, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Faith is simply believing God, believing in what he said. You've got faith. Anyone who's ever gotten saved had to have faith to get saved. What do we mean? They had to believe in God, right?
Right.
Believe that they needed a Savior and that he was it. Yeah. By grace, you've been saved through faith. So in this verse, I mean, this is basic, basic, basic. To be born again, to get saved, you have to have faith that he's the Savior. You believe what God said.
Yes.
How does that happen? You heard somebody preach it.
Yeah. Amen.
Whether it was a family member on the phone, right? Whether it was somebody writing to you and saying, you need to get saved. Jesus is the Savior. Whether you were in a church service and someone ministered the gospel and explained how to get saved. You had to first hear it. And when you heard it, something on the inside helped you believe it. And this verse can help so many people understand not just faith, but grace. Because it takes both things in your life for faith to work.
Yes.
By grace, you've been saved through faith. So let's keep things super easy today. And I know Reverend Joel's ministered some on this subject, and I've ministered on this before. But grace, so easy. People get things so complicated. Grace is simply God's part,
yes.
Right? It's his power, his ability, his goodness. That's God's grace. God's extended his grace to us. And when we've heard a phrase called saving grace, right? There's a grace out there to get saved. Jesus
yes.
paid the price
Amen.
For all men. There is something lingering out there called salvation. It's like a cloud that's just hanging there waiting for someone to receive the rain that can come out of it. Grace has been provided for all men to be saved. And we know from Scripture that God's not wanting or willing that any should perish. But he wants all to come to everlasting life, right? So there's this grace, there's this ability, there's this power just hanging there for mankind to reach out by faith and believe. When you say, Father, I see that Jesus died for me, that he paid for my sin, and I believe it, and I ask you to be my Savior. I take that salvation, that saving grace, I take that into my life. You're basically saying, I believe you, and I believe you're a rewarder. I believe what your word says, that Jesus did this for me. Faith grabs hold of God's grace.
Amen.
That's all it is. It simply believes what God has said. Now, faith is very much like, oh, hate the word, but exercise. Sorry, it is the illustration we have today. In other words, there's all different types of exercise, isn't there?
Yeah.
You might go to your doctor for a physical, and they might say, you need to exercise more. Why? Because they say that to almost everybody, right?
Yeah.
Unless you go in and, there's one time I went in and I was like, I run 3 times a week. And they're like, you need to exercise every day. I'm like, 3 times a week? I run 2 miles, 3 times. I was so proud of myself that I was putting that down on that form. And they were not impressed at all. They say you should be exercising every day. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. But how many know there's different kinds of exercise? The doctor wasn't telling me I needed to run 6 or 7 times a week, but that I had to be doing something.
Yes.
And they might tell you if you don't exercise at all, they might say, start with walking. Walk 20 minutes a day, they might tell you. Well, you could do that for a year. You could walk 20 minutes a day. Be faithful. Go out there, walk 20 minutes a day, and you might say at the end of the year, you know, my biceps are still the same as they were at the beginning of the year. I don't get it. I've been exercising every day. What's wrong? Why are my biceps the same? Why do I still have no upper body strength?
Right.
Well, why? Because walking doesn't, I mean, you might walk like this and move your arms back and forth, but it's not going to increase the size or the strength of your individual arm muscles,
right?
If you want to do that, you're going to have to change your exercise. You're going to have to do something different, right? The fun thing now is to plank. Everybody's got a plank. Praise the Lord. Or whatever it is you want to do. You're going to have to pick up some weights. You're going to have to do some push-ups. Oh, Lord, help us all. You're going to have to do something, what, that targets those upper body muscles if you want strength in your upper body. So although you may be exercising, if you're not specifically targeting a certain muscle group, you can't expect that muscle group to become stronger. Faith is much the same way. In other words, all Christians have faith, meaning they believe God is, or they wouldn't have become a Christian, right? So everybody's got faith, and that is a misconception. Some people think, I don't have any faith. Yes, you do. If you believe that God is real, you have faith.
Yeah.
But what they're generally saying is, you know, they might see somebody who, you know, just has tremendous faith for finances. And they might think, they might say, I don't have any faith. Well, what they mean is they don't have faith in that area, right? Like someone says, I don't have any upper body strength. That means they haven't been using their muscles to build up that area of their life, of their body. And the same goes for faith. In other words, in every area we say faith required in the Word, we need to be exercising in that area.
Yes.
We need to be building our faith in that area.
Yes.
What do you mean? What in what areas? Well, he who comes to God must believe he is and that he's a rewarder. Not just a general rewarder, but he's a specific rewarder. We just talked in the minister in the offering about how the fact that if you give, it will be given to you.
Yes.
If you give blankets, blankets will be given to you. If you give cash, cash is going to be given to you. No, when the areas that you give, it'll be given to you. But if you don't ever hear about that, if you don't ever build your faith, what is faith? It's believing God.
Yeah.
It's believing his word. His word. If I don't build those scriptures into me about how he supplies every need, if he gives, that he'll take care of me in times of trouble, that I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. If you don't have those scriptures built on the inside of you, it's going to be difficult to have faith that he'll supply every need. So I have to build those things into me.
Yeah.
Sister Donna was saying that they were reading Fearless. She was telling me they were going through and reading Fearless. Why do we have books like that, devotions, where every day you look at different things about that subject of kicking fear out of your life? Why? Because it's important to build that faith on the inside of you, to have those scriptures there, so when fear comes, you're able to use your faith and believe what God said about you and about the fact that you don't have to fear anything. When that's built on the inside of you, you can have faith to kick fear out. You see what I'm saying? So you can believe what God has said. Believe what you don't see to kick out what you do see. Faith needs to be built and studied and meditated on in every area in which we're going to need it. Healing. How many understand you can be going along, living life, doing everything fine, and then, boom, something comes up and your body decides it's not going to work right today.
Yeah.
I don't know. Perhaps you're skiing down a hill or, something comes up and, a deer jumps in front of your car or something like that. There's all different things that can happen. Just say, I'm not using anybody in particular, just saying. Look, I was getting out of a car and a back muscle kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
You want to have faith that God is the healer.
Yeah.
Built onto the inside of you.
Yes.
In those situations.
Yes.
When things attack your body, when symptoms come against your body, you want to have faith for that specific situation.
Yeah.
And what is the fact? The fact is that Jesus is our healer. And that we can look at scripture after scripture after scripture. Oh, praise God. I didn't bring it today, but we just got in our 30-day devotional called Healed.
Yes.
Glory to God. And it is awesome. Why? Because again, just like Fearless, this is going to take us through 30 days of looking at different aspects of God's healing. Why do we need these things? Because we need faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And when we're walking by faith, we receive we are rewarded with what we believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. So the basics of faith, they're so, these things are so simple. And one of the things, so, sorry, I'm all over the place. I did try to write notes, but you know me. Whether I'm going to read them or not is just. So number one of our faith basics, faith is believing and receiving from God.
Yes.
Basic, right? That's what faith is. It's believing and receiving from God.
Yes.
Believing what he said and receiving it.
Yes. Amen.
Believing he is and that he's a rewarder.
Yes.
That's what faith is. It's just believing his word.
Yeah.
Whether it's the written word or the spoken word you've heard on the inside for a specific situation. You got that? Number two, faith basic, faith is not hard. Faith is not hard. So many people think faith is hard. They get this idea that, oh, I've got to have great faith. I've got to have this, I've got to be able to walk on water. And I can't walk on water. Faith is so hard. Stop telling yourself that. Faith is simply believing God. You had faith enough to get saved. And trust me, that is actually the most miraculous thing that will ever happen to you. You went from spiritual darkness to spiritual light. You got reborn.
Amen.
By your faith, grabbing hold of his grace, his power. You have faith. Glory to God. And faith is not hard. It's simply believing what he said. And when you know what's hard? Your mind trying to catch up with what you believe. It's your mind that says this is hard. Why? Because your mind wants to touch it and feel it and make sure it's really there before it sits in it. So your mind might be screaming, this is really hard. Well, we don't walk by our mind. We walk by our faith. Our faith is what we believe. And that is down in our spirit. So when your mind starts screaming, this is hard, you got to say, shut up, mind. And start listening to what your spirit says. And you, I guarantee you, if your spirit knows scriptures about your case, whether it's healing scriptures,
yes,
supply scriptures, whatever scriptures you need, if your spirit knows those scriptures and you've put them in there, your spirit's going to say, oh, we can have this. We've got this. God's given this to us. Glory to God. This is ours. Stand back, everybody. We're going after it. Faith is not hard. It's already in us. Glory to God. But just like our body has muscles and different muscles need different types of exercise, our faith needs to be fed in different areas of life, okay?
Yes.
We need to feed our spirit about healing,
yes,
about God's provision.
Yes.
We need to feed ourselves about resisting fear. We need to feed ourselves about who we are in Christ and what he that we have victory in him. We feed ourselves and build our muscles in all those different areas. Faith is not hard. So we saw Ephesians chapter 2. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4. We looked at this verse last week, 2 Corinthians 4:18. You'll remember this from last week. It says, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient. Other translations say temporal or temporary. Why? Everything that we see on this earth will eventually burn. Hate to say it, sorry, but it all changes. I mean, even the pretty mountains out here, they're all going to change. Everything we see is temporary. temporal, transient. Transient, what? We think of people that move from place to place, that have no home, right? Right? They might live out in the mountains for a while. They're transient. They just roam. They have no permanent home. The things that we see are transient. They will change. They can change. Your mind will tell you this will never change. This problem will never change. Everything we see is temporary, transient, temporal. But the things that are not seen are eternal. The things that God has said are eternal. What does that mean? It never changes. He never changes. I know we said it last week, but we could say it over and over again because we're building this on the inside of them. Faith is believing in the eternal, in who he is and what he said. And then in chapter 5, verse 7 of 2 Corinthians. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." So it's basically recapping what he just said in 2 Corinthians 4. We walk. That word walk means we order our life, okay? We order our life by faith, or we could say it this way, by the eternal. We order our life by what we don't see. We order our life by what God says, not by the transient, the temporal, the temporary things that are seen. We order our life by what God said, not by what we see. We walk by faith. Faith is not hard. If it was difficult, then God's not a very good father. It is not difficult if we'll spend the time building God's word into us. It's so easy to believe him. All you have to do is think back to all the things that he's already done for you, which are amazing, to realize that he will continue to do this as long as we continue to believe he'll do this. So this morning, I want to take this subject of faith, and we will get into some specifics about how to use our faith, how to build our faith. Things like that. But I want us to realize these things are not hard. And don't let your mind tell you they are. You tell your mind to stop it. When your mind says this is difficult, you say, no, it's not. I believe God. That should be your answer. I believe God, so I have faith. I believe God, so I have faith. I believe God, so I have faith. It's not hard. You've got it. You've got this. We walk by faith, not by sight. There's other verses that talk about how we are to live by faith, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We already looked that it's impossible to please God without faith. Faith is important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The third thing I want us to know about faith is that faith, and we've kind of already alluded to this, faith can be general or specific. We're going to look at Jude chapter 1, verse 3. Faith can be general or specific. We already talked about exercise, right? Exercise in general is a good idea. So they say. So doctors say. We're supposed to exercise our bodies, but the specifics of how we do that determines what our bodies look like.
Yeah.
If I walk and only walk a few moments a day, you know, I count my steps and said, you know, when I had that injury in my back, I wasn't doing a lot of exercise. And my phone started talking to me like, you've had a significant decrease in the amount of steps. I'm like, no, duh. Because it hurts. And I had to build back up to doing what I used to do. Jude 1, verse 3. It says this, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints." Let's look at this in the King James. Jude was Jesus's brother. He did not follow Jesus when Jesus was ministering on the earth. He didn't want to have anything to do with him. Actually, none of Jesus's brothers did. After Jesus died and then rose again, everything changed. And Jude got born again. He believed that his brother, his half-brother, was exactly who he said he was. And Jude wrote this letter. It's only one chapter. It's one little page. And he comes out swinging, and he swings the whole time. I mean, he is, if we could say it this way, he's jealous for what his brother did and what he died for. And he says, and this is in the King James, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." And you have to think he's talking about what his brother delivered when he was here on this earth. In other words, in just a few short years, the basics of faith, this faith that Jesus had taught about and got people to believe, was already waning, was already relaxing. People were letting go of what they had first heard. He said, "I need you guys to contend for faith." Can we do that? Apparently we can. So another thing we need to know about faith is that it can be measured. We know that because Jesus said, "Where's your faith?"
Yeah.
To his disciples, who were supposed to have some. He also told people, "Woman, great is your faith." So you can have little faith. You can have great faith. Paul talked about having weak faith or having strong faith. That's why I like to compare it to exercise. Why? Because I can have weak parts of my body and I can have strong parts of my body. And Jude was like, "Guys, what's gotten into y'all? We are supposed to have strong faith. This is something we contend for. This isn't something we just sit back and say, 'Well, I believe in God.'" But there's more specifics than that. It's more than just generally believing God exists. But it's believing that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and I'm going to diligently seek him and be rewarded in every area that Jesus died for. That means he's my healer, and bless God, I'm going to get all the healing he died for. That means if for our sakes Christ became poor, that through his poverty I might be made rich, that means I'm going to get all the rich that he has for me.
Yes.
Why? Because all I care about is money? No, because he died for it, and I need to contend for it by faith.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
It's such a different idea than passively saying, "I believe God." No, Jude's like, "Guys, Jesus, my brother died for this. He paid for this, and I need you." He's saying, "I wanted to write to you about our common salvation. Just talk about the general. I just want to talk about the good stuff, the happy stuff. But I'm it was needful for me. I had to change my subject and start to exhort, press, beg you to start contending for the faith like you used to do. What does that mean? That means if you see it in the Word and it says it's yours, you believe it, bless God. You talk it. You believe it so much that it doesn't. You don't care what you see in the natural. You understand that natural has to change because God said differently about my life. There, faith's not hard. But faith can be really general or really specific. And we're supposed to contend for the specifics. We're supposed to go after the specifics. And I'm sorry, there's people out there that just want to talk about God's grace. You understand? We're specifically going after God's grace. Yeah. You understand that? Faith is going after all that God's provided by His grace. By grace, you're saved through faith. It takes both. If you sit back and say, well, God's grace will get it to me someday in His good time, you're missing the whole point of the Scripture. That's like saying, well, God will save me in His good time if He wants to because He provided salvation for all. Wow. No, no, no. Ephesians says you are saved by His grace, yes, but through your faith. And that applies to every area of your life. If you want His supply, bless God, you got to learn about what He said about His provision, and then you've got to believe what He said about His provision, and you don't stop believing it until it starts showing up in this natural realm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. Amen.
Faith is fun. It's our heart. It's fun.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you see those Olympians. I like to watch the Olympics when they're on, and you look at them and think, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What? What? They have spent their whole life dedicated to sliding down a hill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But they've changed the way they eat. They change the things they do. They don't go out and drink milkshakes like the rest of us. They don't, you know, they have geared their entire life for one event.
Yes.
They have done exercises. They've done things to specifically go after this one event so that they can be 10 seconds of a second faster than the person before them.
Yeah.
It's kind of the way we need to be with God.
Yeah.
If He said it in His Word, bless God, I'm not going to stop till I see it all.
Wow.
You understand? You know, we used to help out. They did an Easter egg hunt here in the Meadows, and we used to help out. Our church would volunteer and help do things, and they divide things up. The Easter egg, you know, they had like the 2-year-old circle and then the 3-year-old circle. It was pretty funny, and you'd have to stand there and get them all back, and then at the right time, I forget what they did, blow the air horn or whatever, they all got to go at the same time. And you'd see kids that would go in and they'd be real timid and shy, right? And they wouldn't want to, you know, oh, they might get one, and they'd look at it, and they'd look around, they'd show their mom, look, I got an egg. That's great, but those other kids, man, they've been here, done this.
Yep.
They're like, let me go, and they're the ones, like, we actively had to hold them down before it was, and they would run in there, and they've got their basket, and they're like, boom, 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 boom. Why? First come, first serve, baby. Well, in the natural, if somebody takes 25, then there's not enough for the kid who spends 5 minutes staring at one, right?
Right, right, right.
But with God, there's more than enough for anybody who wants to take it.
Yes.
Meaning we can all fill our basket. We can all get as many eggs as we want. Praise God. We can all get as much as we want if we'll do what He says to do.
That's right. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So faith can be general. I believe God's real.
Yes.
But if we want God's word to work in our lives, we need to start getting specific with his word. And we need to make faith specific. Meaning, today, I'm feeding, I call it feeding my faith. What am I doing? I'm feeding my spirit on certain scriptures. Today, I'm feeding my faith on healing, and I'm going to read over those healing scriptures and build those. And tomorrow, I'm going to feed my faith on provision. And the next day, I'm going to feed my faith on who I am in Christ. Or you might just take a whole week or a whole month, like when we look at a specific book or when we start to read Healed, we're going to take a whole month and just feed on healing. Why? We're contending for what Jesus paid for. We're going after the fullness of what God has for us by feeding ourselves, by taking in scriptures along those lines. Yes. Praise the Lord. Is it really? Wow. Y'all. Faith can be general. Faith can be specific. Jude wanted people to contend for all that Jesus had paid for. Be specific. Amen. Be specific. Don't just think, well, if God wants me to have it, I'll have it. No. Go after it. Find out what he said in the word and go after it. Praise the Lord. Number four, we've already said, everybody has the capacity for faith. Yes. We already all have the capacity for faith. We used it to get born again. Ha! You've got it. You've got it. You've got it. Glory to God. Don't think I don't have faith. And number five, we also already said, aren't you lucky? Faith can be different at different levels. Small, great. Weak, strong. Faith can be at different levels. And if we're smart, we'll recognize where we need to build our faith. And where we're already strong in faith. There is so much more to talk about. And we will minister more along these lines. But let me end by telling you, if you have not read Reverend Joel's book, Simple Faith, get it and read it. Oh my goodness, I pulled that up. Of course, I keep all of those books. You can download any of his books for free and have them on your phone or your iPad or whatever device you have. Pull them all up and have them at the ready, but then get the physical book so you can highlight and dog ear and do whatever you need to do. But pull these books out from time to time. I pulled out Simple Faith last night and was just the first few chapters. My gosh, there are so many. Just the scriptures alone are invaluable to have them all in one spot so that you can build them into your spirit, okay? So pull that book out if you haven't read it in a while. If you've never read it, buy it, get it, download it, and start to read through it. And that will help you help us get through this on Sunday morning so you understand a little bit more of where we're coming from. It's so important. Jude said, you guys, you got to contend for this. You got to go after this. He says, think about it. I mean, Jude was Jesus' little brother. So it couldn't have been that many years since Jesus had died where he's writing this. Maybe a decade or two, and faith had already started to get lax, to slip, to become more general. Oh my. Father, we're so grateful today for your word. We love you and we thank you that we can walk by faith and live by faith. Thank you that we have faith. And thank you that we can increase and exercise our faith by feeding on your word. Thank you for showing us and helping us to develop in our faith. We love you today. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.